chapter 15. With the passing of the rains, hot sunlight lanced through the upper foliage, and white steam tendrils curled and rayed, climbing between the golden sun shafts to escape on the warm thermals. Matameo grunted with exertion as he pulled his paws from a morass of earth and leaves, which the dragging limbs of the column were laboriously pounding into thick mud. Chained paws, warm soggy habits, and the driving canes of the slavers gave little relief to the caravan of young animals. The running chain snagged between branches, got caught around bushes, and tripped them when they least expected it. Sam caught a quick drink of water trickling from the broad stems of wild rhubarb, and he managed to grab a pawful of cloudberries as he passed, signalling to the others where they grew so they could follow his example. Orma munched a pitiful repast as she conversed with Tim in low tones.
"I've lost all sense of direction. All I know now is whether it's night or day,"
she remarked. Tim trudged stolidly on.
"We're travelling south. Where to, I don't know. I've been watching the signs my parents taught me to look for if ever I got lost in the woodlands. Moss on trees, the position of the sun. Even the earth down this way is different. More stones in the soil. You can take my word for it, Orma. South it is."
Matameo joins in the conversation.
"I know we're tired and worn out, but pass the word along. Keep alert for the chance to escape. Slagar and his band must be as weary as we are."
Tim shrugged.
"How are we supposed to escape, chained together like this?"
Cynthia Bankvold listened to them talking and began to get very upset.
"Please don't escape and leave me here. I couldn't bear it."
Matameo ground his teeth together.
"Don't worry, Cynthia. If we escape, we'll take you with us."
"Leave me here,"
Cynthia begged.
"Slagar would catch me and beat me and break my legs and leave me to die in a ditch. I'd be too afraid to escape."
Matameo was about to ask Cynthia just what it was she really wanted when he checked himself.
"Hush now, Cynthia,"
Tess soothed her.
"Don't you fret. We won't make you do anything you don't wish to do. Listen, there's probably a whole army from Redwall out searching for us. Who knows, they might not be far behind us."
Orma became excited.
"Of course. Matimeo's father is a great warrior. I'll bet he's gathered all his fighting friends together and he's hot on our trail. I know my father will be searching, though he's a plains badger, and I'm not too sure whether he knows his way about in woodland."
Matameo shook his head reprovingly at Tess.
"Who's being unkind now, eh, Tess? Don't you realise we've had a couple of days' heavy rain? Not even Basil Staghare could follow our trail through that, and we're well clear of the Redwall area now. Another thing, I'd like to bet that Slagar has laid some sort of false track to put them off the scent. You're only raising vain hopes by talking of things like that."
"Well, any hope's better than none,"
Tess sniffed. A stoat called Badrag strolled past them, waving his cane.
"Come on, come on. Less gabbing and more marching, you lot. The faster you march, the quicker you'll get to rest. Move yourselves now. Step lively."
He carried on up the line, urging others on. When he was out of earshot, Sam spoke up.
"I think Matameo is right. We should be trying to help ourselves, not waiting for others. I know there'll be a big search party out from Redwall, but it'd take a miracle to find us in this deep woodland after all that rain. The only thing I'd say is do the sensible thing. Don't try any silly moves, and if any creature sees the chance of an escape, let us know so that we can organise it properly. Cynthia was right when she said what Slagar would do to anybody he caught trying to escape."
Vich darted through the bushes. He caught Sam a glancing blow, which was partly softened by the young squirrel's bushy tail.
"You talk too much, squirrel. Talking's no allowed between slaves. I'd have a word out of you, and I'll whack you proper."
Sam's eyes narrowed and he growled dangerously at Vich. The undersized rat swung the willow cane at him. With a lightning-fast move, Sam snatched the willow wide and snapped it. He flung the broken cane at Vich, his teeth showing white and sharp.
"One day I'm going to get free of these chains, rat,"
Sam vowed.
"When I do, all the canes in the forest won't stop mitting you."
"That's if I don't get him first,"
Matameo interrupted. Vich's nerve failed him. He dashed off up the line.
"You won't get loose where you're going,"
he called back.